Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you without asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you. And Calvary is the reason why.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. I just kind of felt like magnifying the Lord this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. God's been so good to me, and I know that God's been good to you. God has blessed America. We've seen trials. We've seen a lot of situations. And, well, we've seen sickness. We've seen death. But, you know, God's still at the helm. Our president spoke the other day, and he said it's true that our nation is in a financial stress, and there's wars on every place, but our nation is still strong. I'd like to say today that there is a lot of wars going on. There's a lot of turmoil, a lot of trouble in this country, but God's still strong. And if God be for me, then who in this world can be against me? I am Reverend Tommy Mounce, and I do thank you for letting me come in your homes, your convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are. And God gave us a message many years ago called Something to Believe In. And we've tried to spread the message of Something to Believe In across the airways. As a matter of fact, right now we're on the internet, and we received a letter the other day from way over in Africa, a young man, 29 years old, who had someone had told him about the stbi.org website, and he reached in there, pulled it up, sent me an email, and said if he ever, when he came to America, rather, he was going to come and look me up because he enjoyed the message. He enjoyed the songs that we sing. So today we're here to magnify the Lord, not to brag on me, but to brag on Jesus, because you see, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And today that's what we're here for, is to worship and praise the holy name of Jesus.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning. I just felt like that we would start the broadcast like that and kind of magnifying the Lord and tell you how I feel about the broadcast. I feel very positive about the broadcast, and I appreciate Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy, who wrote me a letter this week, and that encouraged me. I need a letter of encouragement every now and then, and the gift that they sent and the words they said was very encouraging. And I try to encourage you. I try to tell you about Jesus Christ every Sunday morning by song or by message, and it does my heart good to know that there's people out there listening and people that are concerned. So I thank you, Ian. I thank you, Mary Jo, and I wish you the very best. Well, let's get right into a broadcast today by doing this beautiful song for you. I hope you enjoy it.
I am weak. That helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a soul of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield. of love. I praise the blood. Jesus shed on Calvary. Though precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. When I needed healing, I claimed the precious blood stain. I do not know how others make it through. Never go to Calvary as I do, for there the healing, cleansing strength still flows. With peace that only His redeemed can know. The blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim the precious blood stain. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim the precious blood.
Yes, sir, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. The healing is the healing of the mind, the healing of the body. God is the great physician. He heals in many ways. I appreciate Louise and James Ellison, and appreciate Ernest and Betty Joe and Barry and Patty. Let's pray for Barry and Patty, and let's pray for the church. We'll be up there in September the 16th. We'll be having home coming up right away, so we'll be telling you more about that. But we appreciate each and every one of you who helped to maintain and support this broadcast. This broadcast is important to a lot of people, not only here, but as I stated a while ago, on Internet and different places. So it's a way that we can reach out across the airway to the people. I mentioned a while ago Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger, and I appreciate you, Ed. I appreciate you. You just always, Johnny on the spot, seem like you come in right on time. So we appreciate that. We've lost some of our great supporters, but God is still helping us to maintain. So we're glad for that. Let's go right back now and let Martha do this beautiful song for you. And this one says, "See the Limits of Heaven."
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sky, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate. There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the hills and down by the rivers, someday I will enjoy that heavenly choir. our cares and earthly possessions, the burdens of life and time we have tried, not even the heart or the body we live in. We'll have to change clothes while on the outside. I'm ready to claim my wardrobe in heaven. It's tailored for me and just the right time. I'll dress like a queen and I walk with the angels. Good morning up there, and never goodbye.
Yes, sir. One day we may join that heavenly choir. I was sitting here thinking about my good friend Arvin and Doris Neely. Let's continue to remember them in prayer. And let's remember Doug Edwards, who is down at the Bowman Gray getting some checkup on his kidneys. And he needs our prayers. And let's also remember Arnold and Miss Ellen. I call them Miss Ellen Pennington. And let's remember these folks. These folks need our prayers. And I know that they're praying for us. They tell me at the church all the time that they're remembering us in prayer. We both need your prayer. Martha and I do. And we're not getting any younger. And we still have our problems just like everyone else. But God is God in the midst of every problem. So let's go right back right now without any other talk and do this song for you here. And I hope you enjoy this one also.
Lord, if you could show me the light through the tunnel, if joy can follow tears with one faint smile, as long as I can see the rainbow pushing to the clouds, I'll be alright. While I'm going through the trial, going through and going through the trial, knowing where the Father holds his baby child, I experience sorrows, but last for just a while, I'll be alright. While I'm going through the trial, teach me how to sing my song in darkness. Let my heart be as trusting as a child. Long as I can see the mountains burning, let the stones all be alright. While I'm going through the trial, going through and going through the trial, knowing where the Father He holds the safe child. Strength and sorrow that lasts for just a while, I'll be alright. While I'm going through the trial, going through and going through the trial, knowing where the Father holds the safe child. that lasts for just a while, I'll be alright. While I'm going through the trial, I'll be alright. While I'm going through and going through the trial.
I like that song because it said I'm going through and I'm growing through the trials. And that's true. We do. We grow in every trial. And Revelation said, who are these who came out of great tribulation? So, my friend, if you're not having trouble, then look out. You'll have trouble because old Slewfoot the devil, he don't like it. He's got all of his guns set against you, and he's going to do everything possible to bother you. But I read where the Bible said we have overcome the world. You may be small in stature like Zacchaeus, and we're going to preach on him in just a minute, and you may be small, but you are great in the sight of God. Let's go now and listen as I preach on Zacchaeus.
The Bible says in chapter 19 of Luke's Gospel, Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. A man was there whose name was Zacchaeus. He was a very important tax collector, and he was also very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because he was too short to see above the crowd. He ran ahead to the place where Jesus would come. He climbed up in a sycamore tree so that he could see him. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry, make haste, come down. I want to stay at your house today. Now Zacchaeus came down quickly, and he welcomed him gladly. Some scriptures say joyfully. All the people saw this and began to complain. Jesus is going home with a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, I will give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times more than I have taken from him. Jesus said unto him, salvation has come to this house today, because this man also belongs to the family of Abraham. Here's the punchline. For the Son of Man came to find the lost people and save them. Now in the King James Version, it would say, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's Christianity in a nutshell. Father, your word for your people honor it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I never will forget every time I think about this message, the setting that I heard it at Duke University some many years ago, back in 1986, I think it was. I was there in a divinity school. A man preached this message about Zacchaeus. The man that preached this message was only about this tall. He was the director of the divinity school in which we attended for 5 years. And his theme was, and I never will forget it, little people can succeed. And when I was listening to him preach, he was the message. Here was a little bitty fella talking about a little bitty fella and talking about how little people could succeed. And here he is, the director of a divinity school. So the message was very plain before us. But this morning we want to look at this story. It was indeed a very small man. The Bible said he was. He was small in stature. And the Bible said that he came to see Jesus. He had heard that Jesus was passing this way. Now, I want to include you in on something that brought him to Jesus. I believe that his first motivation was no more than curiosity. You know, you've heard the saying, curiosity killed the cat. Well, sometimes that's true. But I believe that Zacchaeus came to Jesus out of curiosity. He had heard many things about this man called Jesus. You see, Jesus, in this day and time, was called a blasphemer. You remember, that's what accusation they brought just before they crucified him. He's a blasphemer. He makes himself an equal with God. Some said, he's a fanatic. He's a radical. He's a heretic. Now, some did say he's a prophet, a great teacher. No man ever spake like this man. But some said he is the Messiah. But others said he is an impostor. But this is what's going on in the mind of Zacchaeus. Because after all, nobody likes Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is hated by everybody in town. You know, one of the biggest grumbles today is at tax time. We all grumble and complain because we've got to pay our tax. My, what a shame. Think about it, people. You only pay on what you make. If you make a lot, then you pay a lot. End of conversation. But Zacchaeus wasn't really liked because he was a tax collector. He was hated by the people. I mean, after all, he's collecting taxes for Rome. And Rome is a foreign country and an enemy country. And here he is, Zacchaeus, going about taking money from the poor and giving to the Roman people. So no wonder nobody liked him. No wonder he was hated by all the people. But keep in mind, he got curious about this man called Jesus. Have you ever got curious about Jesus? Have you ever really got curious to know exactly who he is and would you like to meet him personally? Notice the story said, he went to Zacchaeus, who is a sinner and a tax collector. I mean, he didn't go to the best in the land, he went to the worst in the land. He went to the person who literally hated people that hated Zacchaeus, but yet this is the man that Jesus went to see. And Zacchaeus, out of curiosity, he wanted to see Jesus. The folk come to town. And a young boy went out to see him. Well, the media really jumped on this. I mean, getting a little boy to make a statement about a pope is really good news. So he put the mic in front of the little boy's mouth and said, "What did you see when you saw the pope?" He said, "I saw an old gentleman with a cowboy hat and a white dress." Did you get the story? Jesus went there, he left Jericho, and going down the road, and Zacchaeus wants to come and see Jesus because of curiosity. But then again, listen to what John Calvin said about being curious. John Calvin said, curiosity and desire is the first preparation in seeing and meeting Jesus Christ, the King, the Redeemer of all mankind. So, curiosity is a great thing. And that's exactly what's going to take place in Zacchaeus' life. He is going to meet the Savior and the Redeemer of all mankind simply because he wanted to see Jesus. Have you ever got curious? Have you ever got excited? Wouldn't you like to see him? Have you ever noticed in the Bible that when people had a need, there was always something usually got in the way? You remember the woman had the blood issue 12 long years. All of a sudden, she realizes, here comes a man that can heal her. And the Bible says she heard about Jesus, and she went down to see him, and a crowd got in the way.
Okay, let me send this out to Edward and Mary Jo Ballinger.
I hope we walk the last mile to get through. And in heaven, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever. And I hope we walk the last mile together. Made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too. Walk the last mile together.
Well, let us remember that God is God in the good times, and God is God in the bad times. But God did say He'd supply all the need according to His riches and glory. And through you and by you, the needs of this broadcast have been met. And we don't know who we're preaching to. We never know unless you sound right to us. Let us know and support us. It takes money to keep the broadcast going. But when we get down and out, it seems like God always comes through for us. So we're thankful for that. We thank you, God, for this is your ministry. And what you do by this ministry is your business. And your business is important business. The Word of God is important to a lot of people. A lot of people shun the Word of God. They shun you and turn their back upon you. But God, you're always there supplying the needs. So we thank you for that. And we pray for those listening today. We pray for that one who's lost. We pray for that one who backslid on you. We thank you for the finances that's come in. And I know that you will supply the need that they need. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you today. We appreciate you. And I can't say that enough because it means so much to us to be able to say that to you. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.